Creature Comforts by Tricia Ashley.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Prologue. Half Hidden, West Lancashire, 1993. That evening, Baz Salcombe's old Range Rover, which was mainly used by his teenage son Harry and his friends, passed through the stone gateposts of the Sweetwell estate and paused briefly in the blackest of shadows by the turn to the lodge, before pursuing an unsteady course up the dark tree-lined tunnel of the drive. The road beyond the first sharp bend first hunched itself up and then dipped deeply into a hollow, but either the driver had forgotten that or was recklessly convinced that the car would fly over it, for it suddenly leapt forward with a roar. Then the brake lights flashed, and it swerved, flipping sideways into the trees with an almighty crash. The ominous sound, together with the incessant blaring of the jammed horn, carried as far as the lodge, and set off a cacophony of barking from Deb O'Dane's desperate dog's refuge. Judy Armand, her friend and housekeeper, who was starting out for the local pub to collect Debo's niece, Izzy, stopped dead with the car keys in her hand, heart racing. Tom Tamblyn was halfway down the woodland path that led to his cottage by the Ladyspring when he heard the crash. But Dan Clue, Baz Salcombe's gardener, was first on the scene, for he'd been so close by that he actually felt the...